This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Squarespace. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter the offer code Coverville at checkout to get 10% off. That's Squarespace. Build it beautiful. Coming up on this episode of Coverville, we celebrate a couple birthdays and also dip into the indie hodgepodge bucket. Julie Andrews is turning 80. Seems like a good time to play some covers of The Sound of Music and Mary Poppins. What else, right? And Sam Moore, the Sam of Sam and Dave, also celebrating birthday today. So let's celebrate all of it and have some indie hodgepodge. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hulu, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday night. It is Wednesday, October 7th, 2015. You'd think after doing this for 11 years, I'd finally have it down. Technical issues at the beginning here. I'm Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville Today, celebrating the music of The Sound of Music and Mary Poppins in honor of Julie Andrews' 80th birthday. Can you believe that? 80th? Wow. We're also going to celebrate the birthday of Sam Moore, the Sam of Sam and Dave, you know, Soul Man, and I Can't Stand Up for Falling Down, and Wrap It Up, a bunch of great songs by Sam and Dave. You'll hear those later in the show, as well as a set of indie hodgepodge, some stuff that just didn't fit into another show, but I really wanted to play it for you. It had to be played. Needed to be played. So we're going to do all of that. Let's start things off with the aforementioned Sound of Music. Now, I originally was going to break these up into sets of a set of Sound of Music, a set of Mary Poppins, but it worked a lot better to actually kind of distribute these into a couple sets, right? To actually have a mix of songs from both of those all mixed together in three sets. That's what we're going to do. We're going to start things off, though, with The Sound of Music's Climb Every Mountain. Yes, that majestic tune. This one performed by Brooklyn Rundfunk Orchestrata from their 2011 tribute to The Sound of Music called The Hills Are Alive. This album is brilliant. You must check it out. Brooklyn Rundfunk Orchestrata and Climb Every Mountain.
Yeah. Mission impossible when it comes to what you want, 100% probable. Logical dreams only meant for clouds. See him settle on the earth and live amongst the crowd. So dream and wish, don't let time pass you by, cause it seems it exists, you'll be glad when you try. No leprechauns, but there's rainbows. No pot of gold that unfolds to your ankles. Doesn't matter, old, black, young, blonde, Anglo. We've all been controlled by the hold of how pain goes. Stretches across the almanac, but got the arm of that. Shields you from some who say you can't, like you're supposed to honor that. Wrong like the wrong tracks, tiptoe like a tower that knows the will within, stronger than any other power cat.
Job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap, the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake. A lark, a spree, it's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, the medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along.
For a spoonful of sugar
helps the medicine go down.
Down, down.
The medicine go down. The medicine go down.
Just a spoonful of sugar,
yeah, helps the medicine go down.
Down, down.
In a most delightful way. Yeah. snatch the nectar from the flowers to the comb, never tire of ever buzzing to and fro, because they take a little nip from every flower they sip, and hence they find their task is not a crime. Delightful way, in a most delightful way.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd. Loud was the voice of the lonely goat herd. Folks in a town that was quite remote heard. Lusty and clear from the goat herd's throat herd. Now, oh, oh, Lady Odalee, oh, oh, Lady Odalee, oh, oh, Lady Odalee, oh, Lady Odalee, oh, lay. A prince on the bridge of a castle moat herd. On a road with a load to tote herd. Ooh, all of the men in the midst of a table daughter. Sit loose over sit see oh. Men drinking jacks with the foam of float herd. See be people see see I. Oh, lady coat herd. She yodeled back to the lonely goat herd. Soon her mama with the gleaming gloat herd. What a duet for a girl and goat herd. Lay-o-lay-o-loo. Are they Lady Old Lady Leo? Soon the duet will become a trio.
That is Harry Connick Jr. and a song from his album Songs I Heard from 2001, featuring a bunch of stuff from Sound of Music. That's his cover of The Lonely Goat Herd. Had a couple of covers to choose from on that one. And I knew I wanted to play something from that Harry Connick Jr. album. Decided that would be the track right there, The Lonely Goat Herd. Before that, Cliff Richard and a rare EP track from the 60s, a cover of A Spoonful of Sugar. That one, of course, from Mary Poppins, as was, I guess that was the only Mary Poppins in that set. Everything else was The Sound of Music, starting with that Climb Every Mountain cover that we started things off with, Brooklyn Run Funk Orchestra. That is the Brooklyn Run Funk Orchestra, or Orchestrata, I should say. It came out in 2011, The Hills Are Alive, Really, really good album. It was really tough to pick which song I was going to play from that album because they're all so, so good. Go check it out. And we'll have more from The Sound of Music and Mary Poppins in just a second. Let's take a moment to tell you about the sponsor, one of the sponsors for today's show, Squarespace. You heard me talk about them at the beginning of the show. So in my other life, I work on websites. I build WordPress sites, Squarespace sites, HTML sites for people. Mostly the WordPress stuff comes in from legacy stuff, right? So you have to go in and figure out what somebody else did on a website and make improvements and make changes. That sort of thing is so easy with Squarespace. Going in, making changes to your site, anything you want to do after the fact, doesn't matter if you're doing it weekly, making changes and additions to your Squarespace site, or if you come back to it after a month or 3 months, whatever. Their stuff is so intuitive that figuring out how to make changes and how to make additions and put a graphic here, put a text block there, make it all work together is so easy with Squarespace. Wouldn't have it any other way. The sites that you make with Squarespace, they're obviously going to look very professional. They're going to look clean. They're going to look web 2.0. What number are we on these days? Are we on web 3.0 yet? They're going to look current is what I'm trying to say. They're going to look, they're going to fit in. They're not going to look like a MySpace GeoCities kind of site from the mid 90s. They're gonna look as professional as everything else you see out there, maybe even more so. And you've got the security behind all those sites to make sure that everything runs smoothly, that there aren't any hacks, that people can't get behind the scenes of your site and do any damage to it. The security, stability, all that stuff. Millions of customers are trusting Squarespace these days to deliver high-quality websites. You should be as well, and I want you to do so. I want you to go to their website where plans start as cheap as $8 a month. It's great. It's very inexpensive. Time that one perfectly. Go to squarespace.com. Try it out. The cool thing about trying it out, you don't even need a credit card. Just go to squarespace.com. Start your free site today. See what you think. As you realize how easy this is, you're going to be ready to sign up. And when you're ready to sign up, use the offer code COVERVILLE and you'll get 10% off your first purchase. That's squarespace.com. Build it beautiful. All right. Let's go and move things over to here, like that. And let's get back to the music here. Let's get back to, let's see, this is most definitely Mary Poppins. This is, when the kids are trying to figure out what kind of nanny they want, they put together a list. Performing this from 1965, the year actually that the movie came out, movie came out in 1964. The second one, Sound of Music, came out in 1965, I believe. Here's Louis Prima and Gia Maloney, with from the album Let's Fly with Mary Poppins. Here's their cover of The Perfect Nanny.
Now if you want this choice position, have a cheery disposition, rosy cheeks, no walks, play games, all socks.
You must be kind, you must be witty, very sweet and fairly pretty. Take us on outings, give us treats, sing songs, bring sweets.
Never be cross or cruel, never give us castor oil or gruel.
Love us like a son and daughter, and never smell of barley.
Now if you won't scold and dominate us, we will never give you cause to hate us.
We won't hide your spectacles so you can see.
Put toads in your bed or pepper in your tea.
Hurry, nanny.
Hurry, hurry, nanny.
You're the one for us.
Thank you.
Stay awake, don't rest. rest your head. Don't lie down upon your bed while the moon drifts in the skies. Stay awake. Don't close your eyes. Is fast asleep, though your pillow's soft and deep, you're not sleepy as you seem.
Vandals with their cover of So Long, Farewell, that one from their 2014 album, Hitler Bad, Vandals Good. And I'm really hoping that that's a tribute to The Sound of Music as well. Great cover there by the Vandals. Before that, that beautiful a cappella version of Stay Awake, that was performed by Suzanne Vega, and it was part of a Disney album, a Disney tribute album from a few years ago called Stay Awake. I actually isolated that from the rest of the medley because I wanted it to kind of stand alone. alone, and it's just haunting and beautiful. Suzanne Vega and Stay Awake. Chim Chim Cherie, another haunting version, right there by the Turin Breaks. That one released as a single a few years ago. The Perfect Nanny, start off that set. Louis Prima and Gia Maione. I think I said Malone earlier. That's an I, not an L. Gia Maione and a cover of The Perfect Nanny. That one from a 1965 tribute called Let's Fly with Mary Poppins. One more set of The Sound of Mary. Let's start things off for this set with a cover from The Sound of Music. This is Do Re Mi, performed by the Engstones. They also released an album called The Hills Are Alive, completely different album than the one from Brooklyn Rundfunk Orchestrata, but also very, very good. Here are the Engstones and Do Re Mi. You might notice a tribute to another family in this one.
Let's start from the very beginning, a very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
ABC.
When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi. The first three notes just happen to be Do, Re, Mi.
Do,
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. A female deer, Re, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself, far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread, La, a note who follows so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread, and that will bring us back to
Go, go!
Thank you.
roses, whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles, warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Yeah, I wrestled with closing out the sets with either So Long Farewell or Edelweiss, and I decided Edelweiss was the right way to do it. That is The Innocents' Mission and their cover of Edelweiss from their 2004 album, Now the Day is Over. Beautiful, beautiful rendition of that song from The Sound of Music. Before that, also from The Sound of Music, My Favorite Things by Pomplamoose. They are one of my favorite things. Their music is one of my favorite things. That one from their collection of Pomplamoose video songs, which came out in 2008, collecting all of the music that they'd written for their, or performed for their YouTube channel, which, if you haven't seen, is absolutely brilliant. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, or as they pronounce it, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, that is the Oi Skull Mates, Japanese ska, because I love Japanese ska. That one from an album called Dive Into Disney from 2002. A tune from Mary Poppins, and Do Re Mi, what every song starts with a little bit of The Simpsons thrown in for good measure. Those are the Engstones from the album The Hills Are Alive. All right, we're going to dive into some indie hodgepodge in a second. Really quickly, though, I want to tell you about how Amazon's got you covered. Of course, if you go to coverville.com and click on any of the links that take you to Amazon, either a link in the show notes or the banner on the right side of the page, then anything you add to your cart and pay for, make sure you pay for it. Don't leave Amazon without paying for your things, because they will come after you. Don't shoplift from Amazon is what I'm trying to tell you not to do. If you put something in your cart and buy it, a little bit of the money you spend goes to Coverville. It comes right out of Amazon's pocket. It doesn't come out of your pocket. It comes out of Amazon's pocket. Stick it to the man. Many great things you can get at Amazon. But of course, being Halloween season, we talked about costumes last week. Let's tell you about candy, the other best thing about Halloween. Somebody in the last day picked up the Mars Chocolate Trunk or Treat Halloween candy box, 290 pieces of candy, Snickers, M&M, Twix, Milky Way, Three Musketeers I'm seeing in there, 290 bars for about $25, so 27 cents an ounce. I don't know why we figure that. We should figure out what it is per piece of candy, but I guess roughly 10 cents, right? This is one of the things you can pick up. It might be cheaper to pick it up. And here's the benefit, is that you don't tend to binge on things when they arrive a few days later in an Amazon box. If you go to the grocery store and buy these, you might pay more, right? You'll certainly get it immediately, and you'll probably rip into that bag in the car on the way home. Not so with Amazon.com. You'll be waiting for a few days. That is just one of the many ways that Amazon has got you covered. Remember to use one of those links on coverville.com anytime you use Amazon, because, and here's the dramatic pause, it helps Coverville. I think I'm going to make it a thing now to try and work in how I get to that music break bit and what I do with it. All right, so I promised you some indie hodgepodge. This is where labels and artists send me music, and if it doesn't quite fit into any shows I'm doing, then I just put it into an indie hodgepodge episode so that we can get that music out to you sooner. That's the way it works, and that's the way it works the best, right? So let's start things off with something that came to me today. This, you're getting to hear before anybody else. It is Sleeping at Last with a cover of Kelly Clarkson's Already Gone. If you are a fan of Grey's Anatomy, you're going to hear this song on tomorrow night's episode. You'll be able to pick it up very shortly after. Here is Sleeping at Last, a favorite here on Coverville, with their cover of Already Gone.
Remember all the things we wanted, now all the memories they're haunted. We were always meant to say goodbye. Even with our fists held high, it never would have worked out right. We were never meant for do or die. I didn't want us to burn out. I didn't come here to hurt you. Now I can't stop. I want you to know that it doesn't matter where we take this road, but someone's gotta go. And I want you to know you couldn't have loved me better, but I want you to move on. So I'm already gone. Looking at you makes it harder, but I know that you'll find another that doesn't always make you want to cry. It started with the perfect kiss, then we could feel the poison setting. Perfect couldn't keep this love alive. You know that I love so, I love you enough to let you go. I want you to know that it doesn't matter where we take this road, but someone's gotta go. And I want you to know you couldn't have loved me better, I want you to move on, so I'm already gone. So I'm already gone. Remember all the things we wanted, now all the memories they're haunted. We were always meant to say goodbye. I want you to know that it doesn't matter where we take this road, but someone's gotta go. And I want you to know you couldn't have loved me better, but I want to move on, so I'm already gone. I'm already gone. Remember all the things we wanted, now all the memories they're haunted. We were always meant to say goodbye.
I'm gonna fight them off. Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And the message coming from my eyes says, we'll be right back.
just seen a face. I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just the girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have. I'll dream of her tonight. La-da-da-da-da-da. Falling, yes I am falling. And she keeps calling, calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone. For other girls were never quite like this. Time or place where we just met. She's just the girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. La-da-da-da-da. Falling, yes I am falling, and she keeps calling.
Ryan Hobler and a cover of the Beatles' I've Just Seen a Face. Great cover right there. You can find out more about Ryan Hobler, who sent that into the show, by visiting ryanhobler.com. That's ryanhobler.com. That's a brand new track from Ryan, and looking forward to hearing more stuff from him. Before that, something new that's going to be released on Friday from Ann Wilson, one of the Wilson sisters from Heart. It's a cover of Buffalo Springfield's For What It's Worth, with a little bit of the Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil kind of thrown in there as an influence. Ann Wilson releasing an EP on Friday that includes that song, some other covers, called The Ann Wilson Thing. Make sure to check that out and pick up your copy on Friday when it's released. Wyland, right before that, with a cover of Seven Nation Army. Great, dark, and brooding version of that song, for sure. And big thanks to, there we go, effectiveimmediatelypr.com. Big thanks to her for getting this over to me. Wyland actually has been opening up for Mumford & Sons on their Gentlemen on the Road tour. They've also been on the Deli, CMJ, and Babel, and a great cover. This is a song they released as a follow-up to their EP, You're in the World, Get Off Your Feet, which was released earlier this year. Great cover of Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes there from Wyland. We start things off with Sleeping at Last, a track you're going to hear on Grey's Anatomy tomorrow night. Tell your friends. It's really cool. A cover of Kelly Clarkson's Already Gone. Big thanks to Sleeping at Last. And boy, check out some of the other covers that Sleeping at Last has done. Amazing, amazing stuff. Always high ranking, both here on Coverville and on YouTube. Some great stuff from Sleeping at Last. All right, one last set of music here to get to. Samuel David Moore, Sam Moore, turns 80 this week. And to celebrate, how about some music from Sam and Dave, a band that was together for 20 years and, of course, had hits like Soul Man, Looking for a Love. Well, let's start with Looking for a Love. Why don't we? I'm sorry. They didn't have that hit. The Valentinos had that hit. But we're going to actually hear Sam Moore cover that song with John Bon Jovi. This was released on an album from 2006 called Overnight Sensational. Here is Sam Moore and Bon Jovi with Looking for a Love.
Yeah. baby. You know my love will never stop now, baby. Just put your loving in my box now, baby. Wrap it up, I'll take it. Wrap it up, I'll take it. Well, no more will I shop around now, baby. I know I got the best thing in town now, baby.
Money doing a cover of Sam and Dave's Hold On, I'm Coming. That one from a few years ago. He released an all-cover album called Wanna Go Back. featuring covers. Some Motown, a lot of Motown stuff on there. Eddie Money covering Sam and Dave. Before that, the fabulous Thunderbirds from their album Tough Enough from 1986. This was for me, a far better single, Wrap It Up, from that album, as opposed to the title track. Love the fabulous Thunderbirds take on Sam and Dave's Wrap It Up. Booker T and the MGs from 2006 from their Soul Men album with a cover of Soul Man. Elvis Costello going way back to his Get Happy album with a cover of I Can't Stand Up for Falling Down. Took me years to realize that was a cover. I heard the original. I'm like, oh, wow. I always thought this was an Elvis Costello track, but nope, that's originally Sam and Dave. And Looking for a Love, originally by the Valentinos, of course popularized by Bobby Womack and performed there by Sam Moore with John Bon Jovi from the 2006 album Overnight Sensational. And with that, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this set of music as much as I've enjoyed bringing it to you. I had a lot of fun with this episode. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. John Lennon would be having a birthday next week. So actually would be having a birthday this week. So we're going to do a John Lennon, all John Lennon episode next week. So stick around for that. Of course, if you have a request or a suggestion for that, email me. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also call the Coverville request line. That toll-free number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. Just leave a message. Let me know what you want to hear. I won't answer, I promise. No, don't worry about getting freaked out with me answering or anything. Just leave a message. Let me know what it is you want to hear. And if I play your request, I'll play your audio to go along with it. Of course, everything else you can find at coverville.com. Make sure to check all that stuff out. So visit coverville.com for everything else you need. All right, big thanks to Amazon and Squarespace, and that's it. Until next time, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, they'll always be among your favorite things.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.